Well, we've kind of noticed a little bit over the past few weeks how the all mention of the driver shortage, following on from the fuel shortage, how that seems to have dropped out of the headlines. But in the background, it just seems to be murmuring away. There's that on the go, and there's a few other transport changes that seem to be, regulations that seem to be changing, that are in the pipeline at the moment. So I thought it'd be good to get a catch up with Mike Hayward. Mike's head of the transport team at Woodfine Solicitors, and he joins me on the line now. Mike, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Neil.
Good, always good to talk to you. So what is the situation? Am I right? Has this just kind of dropped down the news rankings a bit? Is there still an issue going on with HGV drivers in general, the shortage of HGV drivers?
Yes, there is. The bottom line is that there still remains a real shortage throughout the logistics sector, whether it be warehouse workers, distribution workers, and those involved actually behind the wheels of the lorries that we see up and down our road networks. It really hit the news a couple of weeks ago, as you know, with the fuel shortage. Mm. Suddenly that really drives home to everyone how essential fuel is for all of our day-to-day lives. What I'd like to point out is that those working in logistics really are the heart of everything that we do. They really are the lifeblood of our social lives, every delivery that we need, and also at the heart of our economy. They really are an industry to be appreciated, and to some extent they are under-recognised as real unsung heroes. Mm. Not only have they assisted all the way through, of course, the pandemic, and so many of us have obviously been hit with those challenges, but there was the logistics sector making sure that the goods and the services and the people being moved around still took place. But what's really happened here is that we have a real driver shortage. This isn't something recent. It's something that's been building for a really long time, but it's certainly reached a bit of a crescendo now. And that's hitting us so far as getting people behind the wheels of vehicles, but also in a lot of those other jobs. What I would say as a message is, logistics is an excellent job that is highly compliant. Professionals working in that industry, it's highly regulated. There's lots of rules that are attached to that for people to actually feel a sense of belonging. What I would say is, do not go with the media notes of cancel Christmas. Right. That sort of doom and gloom is not overly helpful. There are delays in relation to the supply chain with some items. Of course, we're hearing about that. We're hearing about shipping difficulties and actually getting containers across. But what we need to do is look at, well, what can we do? What can we do to assist in respect of that? And of course, try and just go about your business to obtain what is there and what can be supplied, and to just really get behind those aspects. I mean, and certainly to recognise the good that the haulage sector brings, and actually to try and encourage those that are looking at careers into that sector.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's been in the on the pipeline. This has been coming for a long time. It's a storm that's been brewing, and the government of the industry has come under fire for working conditions and all these sorts of things. There was this idea to alleviate by issuing a load of short-term visas, which, as I understand it, hasn't really been taken up by foreign drivers. And I think we're right in saying we do need to fix this system internally, don't we? We need to be attracting our own into the industry.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, the reality is that there is not the infrastructure that there ought to be. Mm. I'm a real advocate to see real improvements on service stations, facilities for drivers to take adequate rest, not to be charged for parking their vehicles in those locations, down to the simple factor of having better welfare facilities, more showers to be used. These are professional men and women on our roads 24/7 to supply our country with goods and services. And they should be given that respect by that infrastructure. Now, the government have actually sought to announce a whole package of measures to try and increase the number of people that are going into the industry as drivers. They are, at the moment, seeking more people to be HGV testers, making more facilities available and examination facilities for people to be tested. They're trying to reduce the burden of becoming a lorry driver. Now, the important feature here is that reducing some of those rules should not be at the expense of safety.
Sure.
What I'm seeing from highly competent operators throughout the country is that safety is number one for them. Having their drivers feel safe and secure and given the necessary training and development is absolutely key. What we need to look at is those that are in schools and in colleges thinking, well, what's a sector for me? Is to really encourage people to look at logistics as an alternative. Some of the, what I would say is mainstream to the extent of what careers advisors are talking about.
Yeah.
Logistics is way beyond this image of purely driving. Drivers as vocational drivers have to adhere with a lot of regulations. They should be treated with the professional status that they deserve. And that goes through all those that are involved in fleet management, the management and working in distribution centres, all the way through the supply chain. A really, really commendable job.
And we talk about going to, you know, an awful lot of people now buy online. And to be honest, buying online got a lot of us through the pandemic. We weren't able to go out to shops. And if we did, the shops were closed anyway. But this move online does really put the pressure on distribution channels, doesn't it?
Yeah, a huge move. You can only see that with the cars and vans that are on the road doing the end delivery. Of course, what you need to recognise when that item is booked on a Sunday evening and it arrives at your home on the Monday morning, that has been moved through the distribution centres. The men and women in logistics have worked through the night to move these items from one point to another. A lorry driver has delivered those goods at one point, and then eventually the car or van moves it from the warehouse to your home. That is the supply chain, and everybody that works in that have done an excellent job to meet what are now increasing demands. I would urge people to recognise that there can be then some bottlenecks that cause some delay. But these are matters of real importance where people have really put a great deal of energy in to meet those demands. And like anything else, sometimes the supply is simply not there to meet that demand. Yeah, there indeed. Are always some alternatives, of course.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you talked there about some of the changing rules in terms of just being an HGV driver and the rules around testing and things like that. But there's also, while I've got you on, there's been this announcement of a change in rules for mobile phones again.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, if you are caught using a handheld phone, so it's not working through your Bluetooth device in your car, then it's an immediate 6 penalty points. That's, of course, very serious, because if you accrue 12 points or more in the space of 3 years and you look at being disqualified for 6 months under what's called the totting up process. So 6 points is a real, or ought to be a real deterrent. Mm. But of course, there's been this sort of confusion over, well, I'm just looking at a map. I'm just looking at a picture. Because in fact, at the moment, the law talks about the fact that you have to be caught as such using a handheld phone whilst involved in an active communication, i.e. talking to somebody, texting or messaging. But it's now going to be extended. So if you are holding your phone and you are engaged at looking at that phone, and you are, for example, looking at sat-nav, that also can be caught by that law and you could face the same penalty. So it really is the case. Get that phone fitted in your Bluetooth, set it to those apps that do not allow it to call or to really encourage you to use it, because it really has become quite an addiction. Sadly for me and my team at Woodfines, who deal with a lot of drivers, is that our driving license is one of the most valuable commodities we can hold. But when you face losing it, you really do recognize how important it is. Mm. So it's simply not worth that risk. And of course, if you're involved in an accident whilst on your phone, then the consequences can be even more severe. I know it's a topic that's often spoken about, but it seems to me that the level of addiction that drivers have these days to simply to feel that they have to respond to those messages is one of our downfalls, and we have to do better than we are.
As you say, with modern smartphones, there's all those settings that mean you can set it to don't disturb me when I'm driving. And it's not like you've actually got to do anything. Your phone will work out if you're driving or not, and it will just automatically respond with those sorts of texts saying, I can't be disturbed right now, I'm driving.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can all do our bit as well, that if we happen to make a phone call to a friend or to a colleague, and it's quite apparent that they're on their phone, stop the call. Don't be the one that's responsible for that text or that phone call when you know that they're driving. That certainly applies to vocational drivers, delivery drivers, anyone that's in their car pretty much for their job each day. As managers, as fleet managers, we need to take responsibility to make sure that we are not, as a matter of course, phoning those people when we know that they are likely to be on the road. Let's all play a part in it. It's not always just down to the driver.
Wise words. Now, you regularly have conferences, don't you, Mike? In fact, you've got one coming up this week about transport, covering the various aspects. Tell us a bit about that quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Really looking forward to it, especially after the last couple of years. So we're back at the Imperial War Museum in Duxford this Thursday, the 25th of November. We've got a number of delegates coming, those from law enforcement, the police, the DVSA. But we also have health and safety specialists and a great deal of our clients and contacts that we have at Woodfines in the transport and logistics industry. So a whole range of operators, drivers, fleet managers, consultants and so on. So we're really looking forward to that. It's an opportunity for us to talk transport, as I say, to share some of the business implications that are impacting on operators at the moment, and what they can do to look at their commercial entities and so on. So it's not just about compliance, but we do spend a lot of the day talking about legal updates in transport law, motoring law, really with the message of keep your drivers safe, keep your businesses safe, and that will actually promote and preserve your business and be good all round. The biggest tone of this week is retaining people, how to deal with the driver shortage, and really just how to make your staff feel valued, because whether you're in logistics or any other industry, that is absolutely key right now, especially as we move away from some of the more restrictive conditions that we've all been working on over the last couple of years.
Sure. Okay. Now, if people are hearing this for the first time and thinking this is right up my street, presumably it's too late to register for this one, but can they look at updates of, you know, from previous ones, and can they get themselves booked in for the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you actually look at the Woodfine site, it's not too late to join, although we are now getting close to capacity, but we'd be very pleased to hear from anybody else. Otherwise, we are able to circulate information. There will be some news reports coming through the commercial press and so on. And if ever you have any questions about transport matters, you're very welcome to drop us a line, and myself or one of the team in any of our sectors of employment, commercial litigation, and any other of our colleagues, would be very happy to have a chat with you.
Fantastic. Mike, it's always good to catch up. Good luck with the event on Thursday, and have a good Christmas if I don't speak to you before. Mike Hayward from Woodfines. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Take care.